Have you heard of Josh Becker? I thought he was an undiscovered gem that only I knew about him until I was visiting with my sisters a few months ago and discovered that at least one of my sisters is listening to his podcast and following some of his emails and even, I think, subscribing to his magazine. But maybe 3 weeks ago or so, he sent out an email on the Becoming Minimalist. I guess it's his blog, and I got one of the email alerts. He had a 10 5-minute money actions to help your finances. So 10 5-minute money actions to help your finances. So really easy things that only take a few minutes, and here's 10 of them basically. So I was going through some of these, and I want to just pick and choose some to talk about today. His third one was unsubscribe from email newsletters. I think this is a great advice for email or regular mail. What can you do to get rid of some of the spam, the solicitations that you don't want? You can actually pay $2 to the, I think it's the Marketing Corporation or something, but there's a big old entity that will prevent a lot of the junk from getting to you in your regular mail. And then, of course, in your email, you can choose spam filters. You can unsubscribe from things. It's way better. It's kind of like if you pay off a credit card, that's step one. But step two is making sure that you've actually canceled out that card. You've completely shut it off. That's no longer able to be charged. Same thing with your emails and your regular mail. Make sure that you're not getting any more. Don't just delete emails that can sap your time and cause you to be diverted and distracted. Actually prevent them from coming through. Unsubscribe from them or set rules to block the emails, and not just block them, to delete them in the future so you don't even see them. That might seem like a small step, but it allows you to focus on what's most important when you don't have so many distractions. Also, it'll prevent you from spending on things that you don't really want to spend on. Your purchasing will become more deliberate instead of reactive or responsive. How about this one? Number four, he said, was to sell something on Facebook Marketplace. This goes for anything, whether it be you could use Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or in your area, KSL ads, whatever, wherever you can sell something. But why would you sell something? It's not to make the 5, 10, 20, 50 bucks or whatever on it. It's to get in the idea or the habit of eliminating extraneous stuff so you can focus on what matters most. If you're like me, you've probably noticed in your side yard or in your basement or in your garage, there's a number of things that are just sitting around unused for months or years. And you may need them sometime, but it might be like the person I talked to once who had an RV that they used one day a year. And they were spending hundreds and thousands of dollars a year on insurance, on payments. Why not just sell it and then rent it? Rent another one that's even nicer and newer for one day a year. It'd probably be cheaper. Or bundle it up and over every 3 or 4 years have a dream vacation in an RV that you don't have to make monthly payments on, insurance payments and all that. But selling something on Facebook Marketplace, it will cause some freedom in your mind space and in your home space. It'll create a little bit of extra money, and it'll get you in the habit of, what do I really need and want? What's really enjoyable? Not just stuff all around. How about this one? Run your Amazon order history report for the last year. Whew. You might not want to see that. I think a lot of us have spent so much on Amazon, but it will tell you a little bit about what you're spending your money on. As he says, how many of your hard-earned dollars are being shipped to Amazon? Well, if you can make sure that you're in control of that, that might be a really good thing, and you might want to see what things you're just kind of impulsively buying and make sure you treat your money, your hard-earned money, with respect and not just let it go away. How about this one? Pay $100 on your highest rate debt. Well, on that one, it would be, I think it's the debt you hate the most or the highest rate, maybe the one that has the most balance on it. Whatever one you, your spouse, your family thinks is the most important to pay off quickest. But just getting a little bit of momentum might not even have to be $100. Sometimes saving $2 or putting $3 or $4 on a debt can start to build momentum. It's like that snowball, the proverbial snowball effect, where a snowball gets bigger and bigger. And I actually know someone who had a relative who started out a little snowball, and it grew so big it actually tore down a little barn, if I remember correctly, because the snowball got so big with time, pretty quickly actually. Number eight was cancel one subscription. This goes along with the emails, but is there something that you're just not getting great joy out of? Sometimes you sign up for a subscription and we forget all about it. Make sure that, if there's a subscription out there, you can actually do a scan too of your bank accounts, look through your credit union or bank and see what you're spending money on, if there's a routine charge each month. maybe not necessarily even cancel it. Maybe sometimes you just need to renegotiate or find a better alternative. Maybe you have Netflix and you really enjoy it, but now you want to try Amazon Prime or vice versa. Or maybe you have Disney Plus, but you've signed up for the Hulu and the ESPN as well, and now you're wondering if you should just do one of the three or all three of them. Go over that. Make sure it still fits your needs and your wants, or if you need any of the subscriptions at all. Packing a lunch. He talks about pack a lunch for tomorrow. That's a 5-minute step and it'll pay huge dividends. Years and years ago, I think it's because my wife's an excellent cook and we had leftovers most nights that tasted really good the next day. And so I've gotten the habit of taking a lunch to work. And I noticed over the years that a lot of times people spent only 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 bucks a day on lunch. And that's not a lot, except if you do the math, that's usually $100 to $200 a month or a few $1,000s a year. And if both of you are working, you're now talking for a lunch each day, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year. And then, of course, you have dinner that if you eat out a lot, pretty soon you can find yourself spending $10,000, $20,000 a year on food, which, don't get me wrong, you want to enjoy your food, but is getting a $5 or $10 sandwich at lunch, is that super enjoyable if you do it every day? Maybe make it a treat once a week or every couple weeks and pack a lunch. Not just pack a lunch, but pack what you had the night before. And so it's really easy. You just put it in a dish right after dinner, and the next morning you grab that, and that's your lunch. Could work out really well to save you some money, but also provide some enjoyable food that you already know you like because you had it the previous night. Now, leftovers sometimes get a bad rap. Oh, it's disgusting. It's old. No, get the yummy food that you had the previous night, and that can be your leftovers. How about this one? Decide to spend no money next week. Whew. I don't know. That's a tough one. Even I think for me, I'm not a big fan of not spending for long periods of time, and one week can seem like a long time, but there is value in not spending for a day of the week or maybe even for longer than that. And who knows, you do that, you might be more conscious on your purchase decisions going forward. So there you have it. Josh Becker. If you haven't fallen in love with some of his writings on simplicity and minimalism, his goal is to maximize joy and happiness and family time in life by making sure that things don't become the most important thing, but that people remain the most important and that connections remain the most important. Good luck with some of these steps and doing a 5-minute here and there to be able to give you ultimate joy and make sure that family comes before money. Good luck.